This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, St. Louis plays home to a number of ag businesses, and a large amount of ag research takes place in the city, and one organization is working to highlight the work that's being done. Katie Jamberetz with the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership says they've created an innovation district centered around agriculture research and technology called 39 North.
It's our newest innovation district in St. Louis, and it is all based around ag tech. And it's the technology, the drone technology, the seed technology, the support companies, the banking systems that wrap around the finances of agriculture. So it's this really cool district. And you may be wondering why we called it 39 North. It's our address. That's actually our physical address in Creve Coeur, Missouri, which is a suburb of West St. Louis County. But once we realized 39 North was our address, we started looking at what else it was. And it runs through the entire heartland of the United States. It wraps around the world to the birthplace of humanity in the Fertile Crescent. It wraps around China's most fertile farming grounds and then back around to Napa Valley. So we realized that 39 North was the perfect name because it was the local center of ag, but it was also the global center of ag symbolically.
Several businesses and research facilities are already located in the district, but Katie says it's a work in progress and they have plans for the future.
There is a lot of research that goes on here. We have some anchor institutions. The Danforth Plant Science Center is kind of our nucleus of the district, but we also sit right across the street from Monsanto. KWS, which is a German seed technology company, put their first North American headquarters in the district to be near all the thinking around this sector. And then we have a lot of office space. So we personally, our economic development team runs a biotech incubator called the Helix Center there, and Bridge Park is another incubator that's incubating a lot of the ideas that are found in the laboratory into companies. So part of our goal is to begin putting greenway trails, shops, restaurants, cafes, parks, places where all of these different individuals can begin colliding and working together and meeting each other and finding out, oh, I'm working on this, oh, that's interesting because I'm working on this. And then it becomes a really interesting place. We do a monthly networking gathering every third Tuesday just to come and talk about what you're working on. And it's been a really interesting endeavor. And what we found is that, you know, this had been going on in St. Louis for many, many years, decades, and it had just been an industry that was very quiet, that kind of went about their business, and now that we're kind of shining a spotlight on it, we find that people are so enthused to talk about the work they're doing in this field.
Federal grant money made the project possible, and as Katie has already mentioned, they've been very successful.
We got a really sizable federal grant, a $500,000 grant, to build an innovation district, and when we looked around the area, we decided it should be an agricultural technology district because all this work was going on, and we had never done enough to promote it around the world. Some of our biggest wins in the first year were the international companies that started locating their North American headquarters here. We've had three very successful Israeli companies, two companies from India, two from Argentina, one from Germany, I mentioned, all that have brought employees and hubs of excellence to St. Louis to be near what's going on here.
And for more information about the district, you can visit 39NorthSTL.com. And we'll have more ag news after these messages. A new study says U.S. pork farmers get a very positive return on their checkoff investment. The study was done by Harry Kaiser at Cornell University. 91% of the pork farmers who took part in the November survey acknowledged their overwhelming support of the pork checkoff, knocking opposition levels down to just 3%. The National Pork Board commissions a study every 5 years. National Pork Board President Terry O'Neill says it's important that the producers who directly support and fund the pork checkoff understand and quantify the value of their investments. The most recent study covers years 2011 through 2016. It showed that among other returns on investment, each dollar invested in production research to benefit on-farm practices yielded $83.30 in producer value. Each dollar invested in developing foreign markets returned $24.70 in producers' benefits. Other pork promotions resulted in benefits of $14 for advertising and $12 for non-advertising promotion. Collectively, the overall checkoff return for all activities is $25.50 for each dollar invested. In other news, the 2018 Illinois Specialty Crops Agritourism and Organic Conference is taking place this week at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Springfield. The conference runs tomorrow through Friday. Workshop topics include high tunnels, food safety training, growing and marketing pumpkins, legal and labor issues for specialty growers, agritourism and marketing, and those are just a few speakers on the agenda. The conference trade show will be open Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Thursday, it opens at 8 a.m. and runs until 5:30, and Friday runs from 8 a.m. to 1:30. And on-site registration is available for the 2018 Illinois Specialty Crops Agritourism and Organics Conference at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Springfield. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.